Good evening, Zinnies. Yay. Thanks for joining me tonight, guys. Tonight, I want to take some time and talk to you guys about struggle love. So, what is struggle love, you may ask? Well, struggle love would be those relationships that oftentimes we become involved in where nothing ever runs smoothly. And for many people, every significant romantic relationship they've had has been a struggle love relationship. So tonight I just want to start right off the bat and get down to about 5 points that are going to help you identify whether or not you're in a struggle love relationship. Number one, first and most important point, ask yourself, is your relationship operating on extremes? Meaning, are you always extremely happy within the relationship? When the loving is good, you're like on cloud nine. And when things are bad, you're way down in the dumps. So there's always either extreme happiness or extreme turbulence and turmoil. So that's number one to identify if you're in a struggle love relationship. So if you have that one element, then yes, you're most definitely in a struggle love relationship. Number two, do you or your mate allow insecurity to contribute to distrust within your relationship? Now, I know a lot of you out there find it really difficult to identify whether you're just being distrustful or are you utilizing discernment and intuition. Well, the two are very, very different. When you're allowing insecurity to contribute to your being distrustful of your mate, spouse, or partner, it means that there's no real basis for it. The person has never really disappointed you or given you any grounds to believe that they're untrustworthy. However, you're choosing to load up a hefty sack of baggage from the past and pull it into your present relationship, i.e., well, I've always been cheated on, so of course this person can't be trusted. Of course this person is cheating, so I don't trust them. I don't trust anyone. Well, that's wrong. So that means that you're allowing insecurity to keep you from experiencing everything wonderful that your relationship, your love, your lover really has to offer you. And in the end, while you're spending all of this energy on distrust, you essentially cheat yourself. You cheat yourself out of really experiencing good moments, making good memories, and you cloud your mind and create a whole false narrative and perception of the person you're with and of the relationship that you're in. So, if you're finding that you're allowing insecurity to ruin your relationship and make it a struggle love relationship, you owe it to yourself to sit down, really start journaling and mapping out your emotions and your feelings so that you don't just vomit all over the person you're with all of these ruminations and insecurities. Put it on paper and then take it to a professional. Go to a therapist and talk about it. And invest more in yourself. Whenever you're finding that you're really insecure in your relationship, that just means that somewhere you're identifying that you feel a deficit within self. And so you need to go and address that deficit and do something about it. Make yourself better. Feel more whole. Feel more complete. Because it shouldn't be the responsibility of the person that you're with to cure you of your insecurity. They don't have that kind of power. It's your responsibility to cure yourself of insecurity. Number three. Do you or your partner constantly seek outside validation? If the answer to that is yes, then you are in a struggle love relationship. So, Everyone wants to feel desirable and have their emotions validated and even have their worth validated to some degree. However, this can all be done within the confines of a healthy, stable relationship. But if you're always spending time trying to prove to the person you're with that everybody wants you, or if they're always spending time trying to prove to you that everybody thinks they're sexy, everybody wants to be with them, and they don't have to be with you because the whole world is waiting for them. That's really a sign of emotional immaturity and an underdeveloped sense of self. And so this wreaks havoc on a relationship because it always makes the other person think that someone has one foot outside of the relationship already and is just waiting on something perceivably better to come along, and then they'll go. So be careful to not seek unhealthy outside validation, and certainly don't badger your mate, spouse, or partner with details of how everyone wants you. Because if you're so concerned about everyone outside of the relationship that potentially wants to be with you, then maybe you're not relationship ready. If you're not relationship ready, don't be in a relationship. Because being in a relationship calls for respect, compassion, patience, love, and trust. And if you're not ready to do those things, then exit. Now, number four, is there always a threat to the relationship? Threats can come in many, many forms in a relationship, but I guess what I'm talking about mostly is, are there threats that are brought into the relationship by others, by family members, parents, siblings, friends, any other entity outside of the two people that are in the relationship? Let me give an example. Let's say there's going to be a holiday party at your spouse's parents' home. And you guys go and you're all prepared to have a good time, but someone there is constantly making snide comments towards you or taking little jabs that are meant to injure or offend you. First of all, hopefully you can gather yourself enough to recognize that people only have the power to injure or offend if you give them that power. Don't give your power away. However, it's totally inappropriate for your spouse, mate, or partner to stand idly by and watch someone try and hurt you. And so, if you're in a relationship where your partner does not stand up to other people where you're concerned, then you are definitely in a struggle love relationship, and their lack of an ability or lack of willingness to stand up for you is a threat to the relationship and needs to be addressed. Sometimes people are in blended families, and oftentimes those families can have many different threats in the relationship because it's really hard sometimes to navigate a blended family successfully because things are sometimes in the gray area when there should be some black and white involved. And by this, I mean, are you in a relationship where you feel like your ex, your partner's ex, runs the show? And if this is the case, then it's up to your partner or spouse to sit down with the ex and outline some boundaries, boundaries that are going to make everyone feel safe and make everything much easier to navigate. Because in blended families where there are children involved, it's really important that the kiddos feel happy. And in order for them to feel happy, they have to know that the current relationship that their parent is in is stable, and the relationship between their parents is stable, that they're able to co-parent effectively, even though they're no longer in a marriage or a relationship. You should be able to have a conversation about your spouse and your spouse's ex and feel heard and feel respected and feel like everything that you're saying is taken into account. And then together, all of you can develop a system of checks and balances to make this system work. And so these are threats that can be eliminated from the relationship if a little bit of planning and a lot of work go into it. Now, number five of identifying whether or not you're in a struggle love relationship. Is everything an issue? Is it an issue if you want to hold your partner's hand in public? Is it an issue if the toilet seat is left up? Is it an issue if you're home 30 minutes late and you didn't return a phone call or a text message? Everything should not be blown out of proportion. Always assume that the person that you are in a loving relationship with is acting from a place of love. And will you or that person need correction sometimes? Absolutely. When you're in a relationship with someone, it's your duty to offer loving correction and redirection. We all need it sometimes, but it should be respectful. You should never attempt to strip another person of their dignity or their sense of self, and you should never attempt to shame another person. So if you find yourself being in a relationship that's characterized by consistent chaos, extremes of euphoria and exhilaration, and extremes of sadness, then this is a relationship that's a struggle love relationship. And you guys need to pick up the pieces and put things back together in a way that's going to work and be sustainable, or you all have to talk about a way to part ways. And I am a person that loves love, so I don't believe in giving up on love. I believe in the labor of love, but love work is supposed to be glorious and laborious. If it's not glorious and laborious, then it's struggle love and it's a wrong type of relationship. You're stronger than you think you are. You can change your struggle love relationship into a blissful, peaceful, wonderful place to live and thrive in. But you have to want it. And you can't be the only person wanting it. The person that you're with has to want it too. And together, you guys can take on and take over the world. That's what I want for you. I want you to have the love that you deserve. And it doesn't matter what type of relationships you grew up seeing, what you were socialized to believe love looks like. Love can be whatever it is you conceptualize it to be. Love can be brought from the imaginal realm smack dab into your reality. If you dream of a love that is blissful and great, get that for yourself. Get it. You deserve it. And I'm here to assist you with it. Be sure to seek help from a professional like myself or someone else out there. There are so many great people in the world that offer sound psychological, emotional, and behavioral help that there's no reason to not be healthy. And so let me leave you with this. Oceans deep and waters blue. Lola loves you. That remains true. So this, what we have going on here, it'll never be a struggle love relationship because I absolutely love what I do and I absolutely love that you guys want to have the best lives ever and that you're invested in living the best life that you deserve right now. That's what I want for you. And so I truly appreciate you guys listening. And remember to say to yourself daily, all is peaceful here. Even in times of trouble, you should be able to say about your relationship, all is peaceful here. So, all is peaceful here at Zen Imago. So, if you can't find peace anywhere else, then find it with me and we'll work on you finding it in other places, creating it for yourself in your life. Thank you so much, guys. All right, see you next time. Bye.